Introduction and Dedication of Hurlbut's Story of the Bible. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Hurlbut's Story of the Bible, told for young and old, given in simple language of today, in a continuous form, the great truths and important facts of the English Bible. Part 1. Stories from the first five books in the Bible, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy, by Jesse Lyman Hurlbut. To the young people of America, this book is dedicated, in the hope that it may interest them in the reading of the best of all books. Introduction. The Purpose and Plan of This Book. Some years ago, the editor of an English magazine sent a communication to the 100 greatest men in Great Britain, asking them this question: if, for any reason, you were to spend a year absolutely alone, in a prison, for instance, and could select from your library 3 volumes to be taken with you as companions in your period of retirement, please to inform us what those 3 books would be. The inquiry was sent to peers of the realm, prominent leaders in politics, judges, authors, manufacturers, merchants, gentlemen of leisure, men who would represent every aspect of successful life. In the answers, it was found that 98 of the 100 men named the Bible first on the list of the 3 books to be chosen. If, from the middle class of society, instead of the highest, another 100 names were taken at random, requiring only character and not greatness, the proportion of those who would name the Bible as the most desirable book in all literature would be almost perhaps quite as large. And if one should ask the same question of 100 moral, honest people in the lower walks of life, working men and housewives in humble homes, the answer from the largest number would still be the Bible. There is no other book in all the world which commands annually a circulation of 10 million copies, in order to supply the demand for it in every land and in every language. Choose, if you please, the new novel that last year sold the largest number of copies, and you will find, during the same year, more than 10 times the number of Bibles were sold. And 3 years from now, when the new novel will be old, forgotten, and no longer in demand, there will again be 10 million Bibles in 325 languages printed and bound and sold in a year. A book which stands in such honor as the Bible no one can afford to neglect. It is everywhere quoted, referred to, written about.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?